This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the King of truth. Help us to listen and follow you. Amen. It would be understandable in the light of everything that's going on to be fearful of certain people. There are people running around whose sole purpose in life seems to be to take other people's lives, to kill as many people as they can. And so it would be understandable that there would be some fear when any one of those type of people comes into the area. Now, you probably think I'm talking about what's going on in our world today, but I could be equally talking about what was going on in the gospel story we just heard on this Christ the King Sunday. You see, there were a group of radicals, the Zealots and others, and there was even a group called the Sicarii, from the Latin sica for dagger, whose sole purpose was to wreak as much havoc and terrorism as they could into the established system with the oppression of the Romans that they could, by getting into crowds of people and taking out their daggers when nobody could see and stabbing one of the established leaders of the society and getting away without being caught. So it should be no surprise to us that when this Jesus starts talking about establishing his kingdom, people have to start wondering, is he one of them? Now, we all know what they ended up doing to him because they misunderstood his purpose. Which brings to us on this Christ the King Sunday a very practical, important thing. Be careful, people of God, about the conclusions that we might reach about an entire group of people, an entire nation, an entire approach to finding God. They made the mistake 2,000 years ago, and they killed the Son of God as a result. The people of Islam, the people of Syria, are not all evil people. We need to remember that as we make decisions. We're at Christ the King Sunday, a rather recent invention in our liturgical year that Barbara just talked about. It only goes back to 1925, where Pope Pius, the Roman Catholic Pope, decided that because of dictators who were on the rise like Benito Mussolini and Rivera and others, that we needed something that would complete our liturgical year by making a statement of who is our true king. Hence the feast day of Christ the King. But it becomes important for us to just think about, well, we're not going to make Jesus a king in the United States. We're a democracy. We wouldn't even make him a president, I don't think, because he's got too much integrity. He speaks the truth. He doesn't care about what other people think in terms of trying to get their votes or being popular with them. He stands for justice and what's right and for love and compassion. And he calls for us to stand for the same. A priest friend of mine tells this story that for me, I think, puts this whole thing of Christ the King into perspective. He's in the middle of a meeting, he says, in a very important meeting, when his secretary interrupts him and says, there's a lady that showed up and says she has to talk to you right now. And he says, just tell her to go away and tell her to hang on and I'll get to her when I can, take a number. And 5 minutes later, there's a knock on the door, and the secretary says she won't go away. She says she has to talk to you right now. This goes on for 3 times. And finally, he excuses himself from the meeting and comes out and says, I am in the middle of a very important meeting right now. I can give you 7 minutes. That's it. And if we can't handle this in 7 minutes, we'll pick it up later. And she starts to cry. And he says, what's the matter? She says, my fiancé just walked out on me. And in the course of those 7 minutes, she says, and I don't believe in God anymore. I'm an atheist. Now, because this particular priest is one who just cuts to the chase, he just says, well, let me ask you something. When did you stop believing in God? And she says, about 2.5 years ago. And then he says, when did you meet this fiancé of yours? And she says, about 2.5 years ago. And he said, let me be blunt here. And if I'm off base, we'll pick it up later, but just let me be blunt. You're not an atheist. You have a God. It's just that 2.5 years ago, you made this man your God, and now he's gone, and you got nothing left. He said, you ought to reconsider where you place your higher power. That's what this Sunday is about. Alcoholics Anonymous, back when they started that organization, gave us that great gift of that insight that there has to be a higher power. And I know we have such a more personal approach to that in Jesus, but there has to be something that gives us hope beyond our jobs, beyond our careers, beyond our fiancés. So the question becomes, we're not going to make Jesus the king or the president of our nation or our world, but we better start thinking about letting him reign a little more in our hearts. We might make some different decisions when we think about what Jesus' approach to life, especially now, might be. May he reign in our hearts. Amen.